Well, brethren, we'll go ahead and begin now. It's 9:30 local time in San Diego, or seconds away from that. So we would like to welcome all of you to the 2021 convention of the San Diego Bible Students. We're very glad that you are here at the start of the convention and hope that you and other brethren yet to sign on are blessed by the program of 8 discourses over the next 2 days, a testimony meeting, and plenty of time for fellowship. Just one comment about the fellowship in between the services. There will be, free, you can unmute yourself and you can participate in fellowship. If you want to go to a private chat room, that will be voluntary. You're not automatically directed to one. You need to do whatever needs to be done, and I'm sure that'll be explained. If you wanted to have like a few brethren on a common topic and a discussion of some kind with an individual or a group that's of special interest, you can do that, but you won't be automatically driven into that, so to speak. We are especially thankful to the brethren who have agreed to serve the convention, that we may all benefit from their presentations to bless the Lord's people from the Word of God. We're also thankful to those who will be doing the translation for foreign brethren and also the foreign broadcast of this convention. And our gratefulness extends also to the brethren in Chicago who are, you might say, behind the scenes helping with this Zoom broadcast. So our convention will open now with hymn number 164, and we will sing all 4 verses. So hymn number 164.
Though the day of God is breaking, see the gleaming from afar, signs of earth from slumber waking, hail the bright and morning star. Hear the call, oh, gird your armor on, grasp the Spirit's mighty sword. Take the helmet of salvation, pressing on to battle for the Lord. Trust in Him who is your captain. Let no heart in terror quail. Jesus leads the gathering legion. In His name we shall prevail. Gird your armor on, grasp the Spirit's mighty sword. Take the helmet of salvation, pressing on to battle for the Lord. Onward marching, firm and steady, faint not, fear not Satan's frown, for the Lord is with you always, till you wear the victor's crown. Hear the call, oh, gird your armor on, grasp the Spirit's mighty sword. Take the helmet of salvation, pressing on to battle for the till swells the anthem, Christ o'er all the earth doth reign. Hear the call, oh, gird your armor on, grasp the Spirit's mighty sword. Take the helmet of salvation, pressing on come to battle for the Lord.
Very nice. Thank you. Well, brethren, our convention theme text this year is from Philippians 2:5. And that, of course, is, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the brethren in Philippi, provides instruction in what could be described as the mind of Christ Jesus, so that the Lord's followers can develop the Christian graces and endeavor to be of the same mindset. We all know, of course, that such a task is a life's work. Helping along the narrow way are brethren who minister to us, providing glimpses into God's word and into the character requirements of the footstep followers of the Master. That effort can take on many forms. One of them is instruction in the Word of God, sharing blessings and insights from their own studies. And that is what we are looking forward to over the next 2 days. Insights into how we can all become more Christ-like and also understand more of the Lord's plans and purposes. I've already mentioned that there will be plenty of time for fellowship, and that's always a nice part of a convention where brethren can share experiences and messages and that sort of thing. Well, a nice companion to the theme text of Philippians 2:5 is, it's almost identical, 1 Corinthians 2:16. And that reads, well, part of it reads, "We have the mind of Christ." So we would like that theme, the mind of Christ, developing the mind of Christ, to be our common goal for this convention. Well, we will now open the first service by Brother Len Grice. It will be hymn number 318, but we'll only sing verses 1 and 2. So hymn number 318.